There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. That's www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. And there you'll find a paywall package to suit your pocket. There's loads and loads of content on there. We've been doing this for a while, so we can guarantee you maximum bang for your buck. Or punch for your pound. Or yeet for your york. I know, I'll stop.
So we got some fun planned today.
I'm
making up.
Moderate fun?
We got some moderate fun. I thought today we would take your phone calls, obvs, but also I thought we'd do a blue tick countdown, where we look at all the blue tickers that are following me. Now, my youngest, Kim, reckons that he said, you've got to do a blue tick top 10, and you'll get millions of views. So this is a private video.
Yeah. Idiot.
Sorry, idiot child. We're not doing that. Shut up, you. Your children are idiots.
Yeah.
That's true. Catherine, how do you not hit him more, says Will, because we don't believe in violence in the workplace.
No, I go for the mental torture instead.
That makes sense. So we won't be doing the blue tick countdown today. We'll do that for the Patreons.
Yeah, those
the scumbags. Honestly, they disgust me.
So?
Phone in.
Let's give him some time to think. Yeah, play that, do that.
Thinking.
Yeah. Then that always works. Did you get Milky Daniel's other email?
No.
Yeah, filling us in on his uncle.
Oh, I ignored that.
There we go.
It worked.
Speak of El Diablo.
It's just gone politically correct.
Okay. It worked. You summoned the beast. Indeed. That is a euphemism.
The bat signal.
Good morning.
Good morning, Milky Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Is it possible you could speak into your phone, please?
I'll call you from another mobile, okay?
Another? Because that one's labelled Milky Mobile. We've got Milky Mobile and Milky Daniel 2.
Okay.
So
one of them is the burner phone.
You only have two mobiles if you're a drug dealer or having an affair. That's it. That's all the double mobile is. I suppose we have to wait for him now, so let's wait.
Or when I was a reporter, I had a mobile.
Okay.
You said, it's like a hotline.
You done that?
Yes.
Now. It's Milky Daniel 2. Good morning, Milky Daniel 2.
Hello, sorry. It's because I bought this iPhone on eBay and I cannot replace it. So.
Okay, well, were you on...
I think it's got things stuck in it.
Were you on speakerphone?
On the stock? No, not on the speaker, no.
No, were you on speakerphone on the previous... phone call?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, sometimes I have to switch. is a little it has a little effect that the iPhone is not working properly.
I'm curious. We're gonna get there. How much did you pay for that phone on eBay?
I don't remember. Maybe like 200 quid. I don't remember.
Well, why don't you complain? Why don't you complain and leave them bad feedback? That will sort it.
I should. One day I went to the Apple shop in Oxford Circus.
No.
Because my iPad was stolen.
Yeah.
And I remember well that I did set the tracking system, like it was on the tracking system. I went there. I told, oh, look, my iPad was stolen. I know that I had the tracking system on. What? And they said, no, there's nothing we can do.
Well, Apple aren't the police.
I didn't insist. No, I didn't go to the police.
But also, but going back to the point I was talking about, why don't you leave them bad feedback
on
eBay? The
seller, not Apple.
Mm. Okay, that's how I'm going to... if someone asks me a question I don't want to deal with, I'm just going,
But anyway. I have another problem, which is like with gyms. Like I have a complaint to do about gyms in the UK.
Gyms?
Yeah, like gyms. The gymnastic...
James.
Gymnastics.
Oh, gymnastics.
Gymnasium.
I thought you meant gymnasium. Like James's.
Yeah.
So they don't have the power plates.
Damn it.
Remind me what the power plates are.
They don't have the vibration plate, the power plate.
I thought the vibration thing... Oh, no, it does if you're... it does if you're, like, doing squats and stuff.
You have to brace.
Yeah.
I used to go to one Virgin gymnasium in Streatham... not far from Streatham Road, and they had one machine, but when I would go to the machine, after 10 minutes, it was, oh, look, there will be a class, you have to step out. So another thing is, like, the swimming pools, they are not hot water. Like, they should be 40 degrees. For me, that would be ideal.
You don't want it hot. I mean, that's one of the... It takes a lot of energy to heat up a swimming pool, because that hot tap, you got to have it running for ages. You might as well run the hot and the cold simultaneously.
But I'm expensive.
You're expensive. Luxury.
At least there could be just one swimming pool in London, just one. Great London, that with the water at 40 degrees Celsius.
Well, or you could have a bath.
But. In this country, famously, swimming pools are cool. Occasionally, you'll get one and go, oh, this is nice and warm.
Yeah, then you're suspicious.
Yeah, but generally, in this country, we have cold swimming pools.
Mm.
And also, people are saying...
Near Bristol, they have the Roman
baths.
Yeah,
that's why it's called bath. A lot of people.
I don't know if it's 40 degrees. I don't think it's 40 degrees.
No. Take a. Can you not? I use my penis as a thermometer. It's hard taking my own temperature sometimes, but
I
can manage it.
I've been having such a good laugh with the sweet Anita. Like, and it's very difficult. I have a good laugh, but with her, I have such a good laugh.
With sweet Anita.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing here then?
What's that?
For years and years.
Oh, this YouTuber.
Twitcher.
So you come here for the dry... You come here to calm down.
For the temperature chat.
You come here to calm down after you've been having a laugh with sweet Anita.
Yeah, yesterday I was watching her. Yeah.
Oh, I remember when you first came to us, you said you have more of a connection with women than men.
Your sexuality was Jesse J.
Jesse J, yeah.
I'm 99% heterosexual and 1% gay. Just 1%.
And that 1%, boy, oh boy, when you set it off.
That 1% is from...
I'm not going to like this story.
Asia. Asiatic. Oh.
Okay.
Well, did you order it online or something?
The 1% gay... Is from Asia.
I don't know what my percentage is.
But,
okay.
Yeah, 99%.
Pride month, everyone, by the
way. I'm like maybe 70-30, 60-40. I don't know if 60-40 is pushing it. I didn't laugh at yours.
Wow. Where did you get yours from?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
Asiatic.
To
Got it from Asiatic. It's not actually a place. It's a website. Asiatic.com.
Is that like Alibaba's?
But what can you do for me for this swimming pool thing? Like, what can you actually do?
What can you actually do for me?
We tolerate you. Is that not enough?
What do you want us to do?
I mean, you could call like transport from London.
Why? Like, what about swimming baths? I don't think they cover those anymore.
Yeah. Transport for London.
They must be powerful. It must be powerful. You call Transport for London and say, look, this is very important.
I can call them. I could call them right now, but I don't know what the point would be.
They don't do baths. They do buses.
Do you want to speak to them?
Yeah, I know. But they are powerful.
Would you like to speak to them?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get the number.
Oh, no.
Surely you should be ringing, I don't know, what you say, Virgin Gyms. All right, well, Richard Branson.
Right, how do I add a number here?
I think it doesn't own a Virgin Gym.
No, but it's powerful. Neither does Transport for London, and yet here we are.
All right, hang on.
Oh, no, forget about it. No, I was kidding.
Oh, he was joking.
How do I dial that?
You could tweet them. You could tweet, imagine Catherine.
You wanted to talk to them.
I've got a really good idea.
Yeah.
Turn the thing off. I want to whisper
you
it.
You tweet them. I really need hot swimming pools in London. Like you put at TFL and you tweet them. What do you reckon?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. How do I add? Can someone in the chat tell me? We're going to phone Transport for London, but how do I add a phone call to Skype, please? Call multiple people.
There we go. There's no actual button for it.
It could be 38 degrees. It doesn't have to be 40.
Okay, you're not fussy.
It could be 38.
It could be two. Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean less than 37. No.
Okay. Can you hear this dialing? Are you still there, Milky? No. Okay. Oh. How do we add a call? I want to...
He's on pause, look.
Daniel?
Resume call.
Daniel?
Daniel? In London.
Danny, are you okay?
How do I add another call? I can't add another call.
Is that not it? Plus. What?
Plus. Oh, okay. All right, we're going to phone... was it you wanted Transport for London? Is that it? Hello? Yes. We're going to phone Transport for London for you.
We'll get this bath thing sorted out.
There we go.
We need hot swimming pools.
Here we go. It's going to ring.
We need hot swimming pools.
Ho Chi Minh pools.
Ho Chi Minh pools.
Hot swimming pools.
Very hot, like 20 degrees.
Right, hang on a minute. Why is this not working?
Because he's not on this call.
Right. Oh, Jesus. I hate...
But on Amazon, if you buy this hot... tub, I have difficulty with this word. Tub is usually a tube. Hot tub. If you buy,
I know what a hot
tub
is.
A hot, but it's the way he.
If you buy
a
hot tub
bit.
On Amazon, the maximum they have is 40 degrees. You cannot get one on Amazon.
Hot tubs are only bought by perverts. You know that, don't you?
Can you repeat that?
Hot tubs are only bought by perverts. Pervertidos. Yeah, so... Oh. Yeah.
On Twitch, but I don't like that. Odd terms on Twitch. I don't like that. I prefer ASMR.
ASMR. Richard's parents have a hot tub. Sorry to break it to you. Is that Transport for London?
Hello, this is just putting you through Transport for London. Daniel would like to speak to you. Daniel, you're through to Transport for London.
Hello.
Hello, Daniel. How can we help you?
Yeah, we need... hot swimming pools in London, and we thought, well, you are very powerful, so you'll probably be able to help us.
I'm very powerful.
Yeah, we need hot swimming, like 40 degrees or water, like very hot.
You need
swimming
hot water?
Pools.
Sorry?
Very hot, not warm, very hot water.
Hot water?
40 degrees, like all gymnasiums in London with water at 40 degrees. That's what you need.
Okay, water at 40. What temperature is the water currently on Transport for London? Just remind me.
Well, you are powerful, so you must be able to do something.
Yeah, well, I will turn it up for you.
Also, you should have mushrooms in Oxford Circus because the mushrooms absorb the pollution of the air. could have like Regent Street, Oxford Circus with lots of mushrooms, they would be absorbing all this pollution from the air. They have much more air quality.
Is the mushrooms how you tell?
No, it's called the lion's mane mushroom. This, you know, the lion's mane?
Lion's mane, the biscuit company.
Yeah, pom-pom mushroom. Yeah, it's a Chinese mushroom. It absorbs all the pollution from the air, and then you dispose it.
I grew mushrooms in my air company.
To grow loads of mushroom, lion's mane mushrooms in Oxford.
Lion's mane mushrooms in Oxford.
Yeah, pom-pom. They are also called pom-pom mushroom. They absorb all this pollution, all this toxicity.
What happens to the mushrooms when they absorb?
And then you dispose it with a coffee. You dispose it in land, like organically. You just dispose it.
Okay. All right.
You can call Autodesk. You know the architect's software. Autodesk.
Autobahn.
Autodesk.
The fast motorways.
No. Autodesk is like the software that architects use. Email Autodesk and say, we need this seat piece to have this mushroom, this lion's mane mushroom.
Okay.
And you need to email also UCL and Imperial College, because UCL and Imperial College will do the math, the calculation of how much mushrooms you'll need and how much toxicity they will be absorbing, and then how to dispose them. You don't want to put the mushrooms in limestone. You want to dispose them as organically as possible.
Natureflex
is a trademark. Natureflex. Natureflex is a trademark. Natureflex.
Okay. I grew mushrooms in my airing cupboard once, and it was really successful.
No, it has to be lion's mane mushroom. That's the one that absorbs more toxicity.
Okay. Well, is there anything else London for transport can help with?
The hot swimming pools all over London.
We'll turn it up for you.
Yeah. All gymnasiums with very hot water.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. We have recorded this call for monitoring purposes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Well, there we go.
Hopefully that helps.
Glad that is sorted. Mm. That's great. Well done, Transport for London, being so...
I am broken Britain.
You may be, but they are not. They've done a great job. Thank you very much indeed. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. Next week, Shafiq talks to Manchester Fire Brigade about knitting.
Good morning, lovely.
Oh, yes. Let me just check the levels on my Shafiq. Where's my Shafiq? Hang on a second.
It's a pleasure I get out of life.
As Mr. Gilbert will do just as well. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very welcome.
If you want anything else turned up.
So the eBay stuff, that's great. And I had to take a couple of eBay things to post. I also had to take this record that sold for £1,000 to the post office. And I'm shitting myself about sending this.
Yeah.
So I've packed it, bubble wrapped it. You take the vinyl out of the sleeve so it doesn't break the sleeve. You put extra cardboard in the thing, and I sent it. And I went to the post office and said, right. I had three packages, all very odd shapes. So I did the first one. I said, right, now, this is the really tricky one. I said, I want to send this record to America. She went, okay. What's the value?
Hey.
I said, £1,000. She went, oh, that's going to be tricky. I said, okay.
She said, is it Cliff Richard?
And she said, it's going to be really expensive. And I was thinking like 70 quid. It's kind of what I expected.
I know, but she's used to people going in to post things to Auntie Marjorie.
I said, that's, you know what I do. So that record's off. But now my next thing is I have a platinum disc. Monkeys platinum disc. It was released by Rhino Records in the 90s. And there is a signature of all four Monkeys on there. There's a plaque and it's a platinum disc. And people were telling me $300, mm-hmm. $500. $600, don't get any less than $600. You won't get any more than $600. I got $1,100. works out about, with the PayPal exchange rate, 770 quid. Postage will be about 80 quid. So 700 quid. This is the one that I've gone... Yeah, but it was living in the den.
It's time.
It was living in the den. It's the frame is all ruined, and I went to take it in to get it reframed, and I dropped it off and paid this guy to reframe it, and then the guy that bought it said, no, cancel that, because I'm gonna get it done. So I went and cancelled that. This is the one that's like, okay, because this is rare. But they're saying that there is one more got big signed lithograph, and I've been touting that around. And actually, that's gone back in the garage. Mm-hmm. That one's gone back in the garage. We'll see.
You're not ready yet.
Not ready for that yet. But the one that's packaged in the kitchen that I will take to the post office today or tomorrow, that's the one. That's the first one where it's like, okay. But that's going in. It's going in the holiday pot. It's all going in the holiday pot. Ideally to Japan, if Japan ever opens its doors again, and take the boys to Nihongo. Sumimasen, konnichiwa, Tokyo ni ikimasu ka? Hey. All you want when you ask a question is, hey.
Yeah, don't ask anything else.
Because then it gets... I have reordered the Japanese textbook that I had when I was learning Japanese 12, 13, 14 years ago.
Do Osborne books do a beginner's Japanese book for kids?
Probably. We'll get one of those.
Because I tell you something, those books are incredible. That's how I started learning French as a kid. And I bought them for my kids as well. I think they're great.
Yep.
You know, and these days they have an accompanying...
compact disc.
...website.
Thank you.
So you can do... You used to have a CD-ROM with it.
I see.
Did. So now you can, you know, you can tantalise and tease them.
I am going to show you something as well. I'm going to show you something. That's the wrong one. Oh, show me... Where's the picture gone? All right, I want to make it bigger still. I want you. Nope, that's just gone there again. All right, here we go. I'm going to show you some things.
Yeah.
Right, have a little look at these things. So this is hiragana. Now hiragana, if I've got this right, it's a long time, is when Western words are written in Japanese writing. So there are three alphabets. There are hiragana, which is when Western words are written in Japanese writing. There is katakana, which is Japanese words. And there is kanji, which is Chinese. And there's like 120,000. So in these alphabet, there's about 45. The katakana, there's about 45. This is the same things. And in the kanji, it's like 110,000. And you, Japanese person needs, there's Chinese characters, Japanese person needs them about 70,000. But I used to know all of this.
Huh?
And I'm going to learn it. Here's my promise to you. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to get some flashcards and I'm going to learn it. And it's simple, man. Once you can learn, so a, I, u, e, o. That's it. Ka, ki, ku, ke, ko. Sa, si, su, sa, shi, su, se, so. Ta, chi, su. Te, to. It just follows the same thing all the time. And then you would put them together. So sushi is that and that. Sushi. It's like jinx, it's a Japanese word. I remember being in a hotel room like 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. And I looked out the window and I saw a poster. And I went, right, okay, let's have a go at this. And it said, Hawaii. Got it! I got it! And that would be ha. And then I don't know what. Wa.
E.
And then I. A-I. Ha, wa, I. Boom!
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So here's my promise to you. At some point in the next 6 years, no, at some point I'm going to have learnt these and we'll do a little hiragana test on stream. Once you got it, I did have it. I haven't got it anymore. But we're going to do a little hiragana test on stream and that is going to happen.
In unrelated news,
yes, sir.
But kind of related.
Yes, sir.
I helped my little one with her guitar homework yesterday.
Oh,
got
oh.
my guitar down
oh.
and played along with her.
Beautiful.
Turns out I'm wicked. Well, compared
you
to
you are great.
Her.
Yeah, she's rubbish. You are great at the guitar. You having lessons with Valerie.
I did have lessons with Valerie, but I mean that is a high standard, and compared to her, I was like a chimp. She's just incredible. She's moved, you know. They've moved to the West Country, so no more lessons for me.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Hughes says. Morning, both. Just wanted to say again what a great job you're both doing. As Mick Hughes, just having you there to listen to is helping. I'm still baking, still swimming in that nasty pool, but moving forward. You got it, brother. Learning Japanese podcasts for £20 is not a bad idea. I mean, it might be boring for people. My favourite Japanese word, you'll know what this means, Ringo.
Apple.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great word, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Ringo. Mandy says, was she impressed with your guitar playing?
I think they take a lot of stuff that I do for granted.
Yeah.
Because I've always done it.
Yeah.
But I haven't had the guitar down for ages.
Could you talk into the microphone?
Yes, I haven't had the guitar down for ages.
There we go.
But I think she wanted a guitar because I always had a guitar when she was tiny. In fact, there was one Christmas, I think she was about two, and she said, what do you want for Christmas? And she said, a Descartes.
Sorry? No, Jean-Luc Descartes.
A Descartes. Sorry, what's that? I want a Descartes. A purple one.
Purple Descartes?
A purple Descartes. And then she went, you know, a Descartes.
Again, still not quite sure. My eldest picked up my guitar last time he was here and was playing it and was asking me to show him stuff. And I'm thinking maybe a cheap guitar for Christmas.
Do you know what is a shame? And you will know this as well, because you used to play the cello. I used to play the violin when I was a kid. And then I went to university and I took that violin with me, but I never got it out of the box ever again. Well, no, that's not true. About a year afterwards, I got it out to see if I could still play it. And I just couldn't. That brain to fingers thing did not work anymore. And I'm not sure. I can just about read music, but it takes me ages. And I used to just be able to do it, just sight read it. And now with the guitar, I'm learning it kind of tab. Yeah, the Descartes. I'm learning it tab rather than
I can't do
actual
tabs.
Music. Well, that's why Valerie used to get a little bit frustrated with me, because she's like, yeah, play this. And I'm like, what?
I can't do
that's
tabs.
That's actual notes.
I don't know how tabs work. Do I still have the guitar that my boy painted? Yes, I do. It's in the garage. But I want to get a nice little cheap acoustic guitar for him. So the ideal Christmas this year would be like one or two sort of practical presents that they can play with then each. And then the rest would be small things. So cheap, right? The rest would be small things they can open up. So they eventually go, are we going to Japan? Is that what this is? And they go, yeah. And then the present is Japan. But who knows, you know. What a fortunate position I'm in, that I've got crap to sell.
Yeah.
I've got crap to sell. I'm aware that that is a privilege. This is years of collecting loads of niche stuff. And here's the thing, loads of it won't sell, I'm now finding out. I think, I'm the only person in the world that bought this. So the thing is, that wanted this, the thing is, do I keep it because no one else wants it, or do I give it away to people that kind of want it but don't want to actually spend any money? I know some people that would appreciate it, but do I want to give it away? Probably. Probably. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, it's the Late Night Alternative Breakfast Show. Things are happening, guys. Things are happening. Including, I got some stories. I got up so early. I remember I was writing an email to Scott last night, right? But I took my medication halfway through it. So I wrote this email, and it's quite long. And then we also need a station logo for the app, I think. Actually, I just took my nighttime meds, and I'm getting sleepy, so I call tomorrow. We also need a station logo for the app, I think. Actually, I just took my nighttime meds, and I'm getting sleepy, so I call tomorrow.
Do you remember phoning me?
I do remember.
Do you remember what you actually said to me?
I remember I was waving my hand at you.
You were like,
okay. I was
which is not worrying.
My nighttime meds haven't worked for the last couple of nights.
Well, they worked last night.
They worked last night. I had my meds and a big bowl of porridge and watched this terrible Megan Fox film.
I watched something actually really good that I found on Amazon Prime.
We'll find out what it is in a second. Morning, Alistair.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm feeling better today. So.
Good.
Thank you for yesterday.
It's an absolute pleasure. What did you do? Did you do anything?
Well, I think I was right on the edge of my ups and downs yesterday because later in the day I felt better and I was intending to go to the meeting. But what happened by then was, because of my lack of sleep, I felt unsafe to drive.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm 30 minutes away from any meeting around where I am, because I'm in the middle of nowhere relatively. But I am planning to try and get my sleep back on track, so I'm fit for Thursday.
Good. I did a meeting last night, and it filled my heart with joy. I didn't want to go because it was cold, and I just didn't fancy it, but I went, and it was good. So get me to a meeting. But I'm glad you're feeling better, Alistair. Great work.
Well, and well done for you going to yours.
Yes, and I'm meeting up my sponsor next week.
It's hard sometimes, isn't it?
It is. Sorry. Who wants to get in a car and drive? It was only 15 minutes away when it's cold and it's wet and it's dark. And that's why Zoom didn't work for me, because it's that extra commitment you make of going, right, it's cold and my house is nice and warm and I'm going to go out into the cold and sit in a cold church. For an hour. It may have been a cold building, but the chat and the vibes were super warming.
Jolly good. No chairs were being thrown then.
This is a very, very nice meeting. Not many people there last night, actually. And then next week, I don't think we've set on a date, I'm going to go and look at my list of assets, which I never got. So I think we're about to go into step six.
Yeah. Anyway, can I ask you a couple of questions, Ian?
No.
Please.
Okay.
First,
yes.
Did you see my tweet about, saw on the news that Paul McCartney's on a BBC 4 radio interview show called This Cultural Life?
No, because your tweets are protected.
No, well, I'm unprotected.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't see it in that case, no.
Anyway, he's being interviewed and
is that the one where he's being interviewed by Samira Ahmed?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I messaged her when I heard she got that gig. I said, wow, man, I'm so jealous.
And it talks about the breakup of the Beatles.
This was a headline yesterday. Paul McCartney finally reveals that Lennon wanted to break up the Beatles. Everyone's known that the Beatles broke up in 1970. So everyone's known that for about 45 years, because for a long time it was, because the headline was McCartney, I quit. But Lennon had wanted to quit, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 months before, and McCartney said, no, let's do another album. Let's do another album. And then they did Abbey Road or whatever. I don't quite know the chronology, but everyone knows that story.
Did you see, I retweeted an American article about Stella's perspective on it, saying that a lot of my childhood was around my dad grieving for that band.
There you go. The Beatles would have done... Ringo said the Beatles would have done about a third of the albums they did if it hadn't been for McCartney, because they'd be at home in their mansions enjoying their rock star lifestyle and McCartney would say, should we get in the studio, lads?
But that has been my theory about it, and I know it's not a novel one, but the fact that they used to butt heads and stuff with him was because he was the one that got moving, otherwise they'd have all sat around. Even didn't Ringo say we were lazy gets?
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's got to be the grown-up.
McCartney, here's a controversial position. McCartney was the Beatles. Mm. McCartney was the Beatles.
I can say that. I can probably say that.
My tongue is ever so slightly in my cheek, but I pretty much believe that McCartney was the Beatles.
Do you think the Beatles would have happened with anyone else and McCartney?
No. It wouldn't have been... No, because I think their personalities all played a huge part in it. But, you know, and you need that grit of what Lennon, I think, appeared to be. But I don't think Lennon was quite what everyone thinks he was. I think he was a bystander.
He was allowed to do it because McCartney was who he was.
Yeah, I think without McCartney, the Beatles would have been another beat combo. And McCartney is the Beatles. There we go. Done it. Said it. Case closed. Smash it.
I think you're right. I'll listen to the show and see what it's like. But
yeah, please do.
The other thing I was going to ask, and you'll have to forgive me, my memory's not good, but you played on listening on your radio the other day.
Yes.
You were interviewing someone really quite famous.
Glenn Campbell.
That
was it. I don't quite know how that snuck through. I obviously labelled it as music as opposed to Ian Lee. But I listened to that. I listened to that for the second time since it had happened. And it was Glenn Campbell for his last tour. And it was the Alzheimer's tour. I don't think that was the name of it. But the PR people said the Alzheimer's thing, he has it, but it's being played up. He's fine. I don't know how much of the interview you heard, Alistair. He weren't fine, you know.
Is that the one where he tried to come home with me?
That was what, we cut it off where he tried to come home with me and Eloise. And we went, Glenn, no, that's your band and that's your wife over there. And it was great, but it was, you know, he didn't remember meeting Jimmy Webb, and his wonderful wife Kim would go, "You remember Glenn? You heard Wichita Lime Man on you heard Galveston on the radio, and you called up and asked him to write a town song for you, and he gave you Wichita Lime Man." It was a really heartbreaking interview, actually. But he did sing "Guess I'm Dumb" to me, which was a lifetime achievement. But there'll be more of those on the radio station. There'll be more of those.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of those interviews, I think, are separate. I need to look. And I would like to do a thing where we play like an interview every day. You know, we've had some cool people, whether it was me alone or me and Catherine. We've had some cool people. And it'd be nice to have those. It'd be nice to have those kind of going out separately. I need to get the mix. Here's the thing. When we kind of launch properly, I won't be able to play full radio shows that I've done. But we will. I think we will be able to play things like interviews and little best of bits and stuff like that. So I need to kind of work out exactly how that's going to be.
So I was going to ask you, Ian, in all your experience of interviewing,
yes,
could you name? I mean, it's difficult to name the best one of anything, but could you name, say, one of your top three favorite interviews of all time?
Okay, yes, I can. I can give you two of them. The first one was the first time I interviewed Nesmith when I was at Absolute, because I never thought that would happen. And that was an amazing chain of events that led to that. And the second one was the first time we had the Stephen Page trio in the studio with us at Talk Radio, because it was, you know, that was before I would consider Stephen a friend now. And that was before we became friends. And it was like just having one of my favourite singer-songwriters in there with a really cool-sounding band and going, pick any song from my back catalogue. But anything, any song from my back catalogue, and I will try and play it for you. And so I said, I play Ninjas.
Oh,
and he did.
Great.
I was sat there watching him work Remember the Chords to Ninjas. So I would put that up in there. Mandy's suggesting Goldblum. I wouldn't say top three for me.
It was very cool. That was a very cool moment.
It was great, and it was wonderful. I wouldn't put it top three for me. Well, who are your top threes be? Catherine Boyle, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Catherine Boyle.
Yes, Catherine, what do you think?
Oh, Ronnie Spector.
Yeah.
Even though it was only on the phone?
Love her.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
a legend. Yeah. That woman should be huge. She should be playing to audiences like Cher.
The patriarchy. This isn't the joke. The patriarchy screwed her over.
She was kept
pun
down.
Intended.
So, yeah, she was incredible. Who else I thought was... I really enjoyed... I did enjoy Jeff Goldblum enormously, just because he... Just Jeff Goldblum'd all over us, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was just wonderful. But I don't think we really got below charm with him. Whereas she told us a lot, didn't she? Who else?
I might put Gutenberg in my top three.
One of my favourite guests that you had on the Catherine was Katie Puckrick.
Oh, God, yeah. And she's a friend now.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't
yeah.
it?
She's a friend.
We saw her at a Sparks gig in a record shop. No, we saw her before that. We saw her at a Sparks like Q&A thing. We're going, oh my God, that's Katie Puckrick over there. Go and speak to her. No, I can't go and speak to her. Then we saw her like the next night or two nights later at a Sparks gig in a record shop. And we both went, ah, fuck this. Let's go and say, hey, Katie, I'm really nice. My name's Ian. This is Catherine, blah, 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 blah.
And she was thrilled because actually she's quite a shy person who enjoys it when people chat to her.
She's kind of more your friend than mine. I haven't spoken to a DM for a long, long time, but she likes my tweets and stuff.
Yeah, I tell you who else has become. Well, I mean, I've had late night phone chats with her. That's a friend, right? Gail Porter.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful, beautiful soul, and honest. Just so wonderful.
Izzy says, I love the talk radio shows that Catherine and Katie Puckrick did together. They were great. Always love when Jim Bob is on, said Andrea. And I am reminded, I enjoyed your John Lydon interview there. That was good.
John Ronson in America.
Oh, we went to John Ronson's house.
Very cool.
But yeah, Alfie's right. Top three, Ringo. Of course it is. How could I forget? Ringo Starr, drummer in was it The Beatles. That was it. Drummer in The Beatles.
Of them.
Yeah. Drummer of The Beatles.
I also really like Mike McCartney.
It's a lovely, rich, collection of interviews for you both. And you are, congratulations.
Thank you for reminding us. And I'm trying not to look backwards too much these days. But it's nice to be reminded that actually we've had some pretty amazing luck.
Bob Mortimer's in my top three. No, I love him. But I know you know him, but I don't.
That guy's a dick.
He's so lovely.
He's a dick.
I've started listening to his audiobook, And Away. And he's just love him.
I think he's overrated.
I love him, and I love his titanium teeth.
No, he's good. Bob Mortimer's one of the good ones. Saffron was great. Yeah. Oh, you saw her live the other week. Yes, I've seen that Republic have been playing a few gigs.
That's good.
There was one nearby I wanted to go and see, but I didn't get around to it. Thank you, Alistair. I've enjoyed that.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Stay blessed. Bye-bye. That was nice. We've had some cool people.
Yeah.
We've had some very cool people. And you asked me on another day, I would remember other people. And
Will
and
Storr.
I told Will Storr not to come on this show.
Because there was no point.
I said I felt really embarrassed that there's you can come on, but you're playing to 200 people, and I think you deserve better than that. I felt a little bit embarrassed.
I think he'd be cool with it still. He enjoys talking to you.
Tommy Wiseau, didn't you interview Richard Herring? Yeah, I always felt a little uncomfortable with Richard Herring.
Tell you, he's been really kind to us recently, Robin Ince.
Has he?
Yeah, he's been, when we were trying to drum up a little bit more business, he was retweeting us and stuff. He's doing what he can, I think.
Yeah.
And also said some very nice things about us to his people.
Oh.
Yeah, he said that we were excellent broadcasters and deserved their support.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
What's burning?
Baby, I'm burning! That candle's probably dead. I lit a candle. This candle's just gone out, that's all it is.
Oh, right, okay. I thought I could smell something.
Baby, I'm burning, I'm full of desire. Dirk Benedict was fag. Well, I say fag, he did use inappropriate language towards... Chinese people. Well, not that bad. Orientals.
Again, that's old-fashioned language.
Yeah. And I said to him, I don't think we use that word anymore.
Yeah.
And it was with his son, wasn't he?
Yes.
And his son went, we don't say that.
We don't say that anymore.
0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. If you've never given us a call before, why don't you make today the day that you pick up the phone, call us. It's a nice, chilled morning. There's 97 people watching. It's not a huge crowd. You're possibly chatting to them in the chat. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Just come and say hello. 0203 286 6370. Oh, Mickey Dolenz used a few words. There was a story that someone kept saying to me. Mickey Dolenz got shot once. And I was going, that was so stupid. I know everything about the monkeys. He did not get shot. Yes, he did. Anyway, Dolenz comes in and I do an interview with him. He sings Going Down to me. I'm like, oh my God. And I said, can I ask you a question, Mickey? And I know the answer. Did you get shot once? He said, yes, I did. It was in the 80s. I was on a canal in Britain and a guy shot me.
Woo! So that happened.
Good morning, Anna Life.
If you're in between things to watch at the moment, can I make a recommendation?
On
Prime.
E.
So if you've got Amazon Prime.
Yes, sir.
Have a look for Love Fraud.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Can't imagine.
The love boat soon we'll be making another run. The love boat, we can get together, have some bum fun.
Some bum fun.
Don't remember that episode on a Sunday afternoon at McGrann's.
Go on, talk to us about it.
I don't know why I was drawn to this at all, but a load of single mums in their 40s and up.
Yeah.
Started dating a guy.
Hang on a second. Can I just... We're going to play this until we get the warning.
So... Can you not vibrate in my direction?
Love.
Exciting you.
Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Life's sweetest reward.
Let it flow.
This is the horniest song I've ever heard in my life.
It comes back to you.
The love boat. Soon we'll be making another run. The love boat. Promises for everyone.
Manilow, isn't it?
Oh! It's an open smile.
Open smile, you
won't hurt anymore.
On a friendly shore. It's love.
Okay.
Love.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ow!
Love.
The love boat is full of Naugahyde, which is wiped down, as you well know, because it's covered in spaff. Imagine the STDs on the love. You know, remember the COVID cruises, right? This is like the gonorrhea cruise.
Bet that pulls more than 40 degrees.
The syphilis ship.
The bonk boat. The shag ship. The Rumpo Raft.
Let me think of one. I'm not very good at this. I want to cruise. The cruise.
Oh, no, no.
The cruise.
Oh, no. You see, you always have to take it that extra step.
The VD vessel, says Nelly. Nelly, of course, the master of this.
And they wouldn't have been taking precautions back in those days.
Not in the 70s, no. The Roger Raft. Thank you, Scott.
You know, our parents' generation are riddled with all kinds because they split up, having got married, quote unquote, too young.
HMS
and then they go for it.
HMS
hammer and tongs.
Oh, absolute. The boffing boat, the canoodle canoe.
The canoodle canoe. The humping hyperfoil. No.
The fucking ferry. Will you get on that fucking ferry? I don't want to. Go on then.
Oh, God.
What fun we're having. What? Anyway, you were telling us about quite an... Was this set in England?
No, America.
Okay, because I know there's a British story of this. I remember reading a British story. Please continue.
So these women have been on, like, Plenty of Fish, etc., and been romanced by this fella, right? The same fella. Goes from woman to woman to woman and gets engaged to them. And sometimes marries them, but gets engaged to them. Sometimes says that he's about to come into a lot of money.
Oh, by the way, this is a spoiler for the programme.
So no, it ain't. This is the beginning.
Okay.
Sometimes comes in, says he's going to come into a lot of money, then disappears.
The dipping dinghy.
With their money. Sometimes meaning that 50, 60-year-old women are having to move back in with mum and dad, who are ancient. Do you know what I mean, Jellybean?
Oh, at the other end of things, do you remember that awful US comedian you were made to interview on Virgin? He came with a posse and was mostly famous for an impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I do. I don't know if he came with a posse, but he was an American guy and he was famous for doing the voiceover, pastiche of the voiceover guy. Oh. What was his name? Can't remember his name. And we, it was the one and only time we booked someone because it was offered to us. And he spent the whole time going, yeah, well, the thing about the what I do the voiceover guy, and it's...
Oh, wow.
It's, and he was like that the whole time. And I said to Eloise after that, never again.
No.
We're never booking someone who's just doing the rounds. Never again.
Anyway, love fraud. So he is basically...
Love fraud!
Soon we'll be making another run. And so he would get them to invest in things and they would buy him trucks and that. It was that kind of scenario.
The stiff skiff.
And then he would disappear, right? He'd do a runner with all their money. Well, one of the women made a blog.
That's short for weblog.
Another woman found it. And another woman. All the women... found it.
Oh, the women, independent women.
And they hired their own bounty hunter.
Dark the bounty hunter. Chlamydia cruise.
And there we begin. It's so good. It's so good.
What's it called, please?
Love Fraud.
And what channel is it on?
Amazon Prime.
I reminded of a story. It was in like the Observer magazine. And, you know, when you'd read the Observer magazine, it was a really good story about three or four women who had had a similar thing in this country. Where they'd been, you know, smooched.
Smooched. All the women were
schmoozed
saying...
schmoozed and smooched.
And schmaltzed.
Yeah.
All the women were saying, he treated me so nicely, so romantic. And some of them were saying, it was a bit OTT, you know, after 3 days he was saying he loved me. And here's one of his messages, it's like, my baby, I can't stop thinking about you.
The gonorrhea gondola.
I really love you.
They never met him.
Oh, they never met him.
Never met him. It was all done online and it all got very steamy and they'd have sex chats and they'd have intimate love chats and they were all going to meet up and then the meetings would get cancelled. They're going to meet up and the meeting got cancelled. I'm going to come and stay for a week. I can't do it. I'm afraid work is called. La, 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 la. Long story short, it was a woman in Wales.
What?
Yeah.
What?
A woman in Wales. And these people were in love with him. These people were in love with him.
So how was she doing the voice?
I don't even...
Because you can get technology now that changes your voice.
Yeah, I know. I watched Clickbait. Do you know, I don't... They must have spoken... I don't remember. It was about 5 years ago I read this story, so...
So maybe it was a lot more message-based.
The jizz junk. Falling in love is a strange thing. It's kiss chemicals. It's just chemicals. It's the brain firing off chemicals. It's unsustainable. The chemicals cannot constantly be emitted. And once, you know, once you're in...
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's love.
Good to know.
That's love.
Won't bother with that then.
No, I won't bother with it.
Sounds like a lot of effort for now.
My advice is, the banging barge, says our accountant, the suck and rim submarine, says Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
Right, that game's over.
You may
over.
Have crossed the Rubicon there.
That game is over now. And it's Nelly's fault.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Target.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.